On to our next story. Deadly clashes in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev. At least 5 anti-government protesters are killed and scores of others, including police officers, are injured. Reports say over 47 police officers and 150 protesters were injured in the clashes. Violence erupted as protesters gathered outside the parliament building. Opposition lawmakers unsuccessfully attempted to pass constitutional changes, stripping President Viktor Yanukovych of some of his powers. A group of protesters also attacked the ruling party headquarters. Russia blames the policies of Western countries for the latest clashes between pro-EU protesters and police. The EU and the US on the one side and Russia on the other have accused each other of interfering in Ukraine's internal affairs. Alexandra Molotkova is our correspondent with us live from Kiev now with the latest. Alexandra, the latest pictures that we were seeing showed that the protesters apparently have withdrawn from many of the areas that they were gathering. What are you hearing? We also saw the camps being removed as well. So what's happening right now in the streets of Kiev?
Right now, the situation remains quite tense as the subway all over Kiev was closed because of the suspicion of some terrorist attack. So people are now blocked all over the city, and because of this, the inflow of people to the city center was reduced as well. Nevertheless, the city center, the main square and the square in front of the parliament remains quite full of people, and they are throwing Molotov bombs and into the riot police, and riot police is answering with tear gas and water. And the Interior Ministry and the head of the State Security Service of Ukraine ordered and threatened to the protesters that in case if they are not stopping violent clashes against the police by 6 p.m. By local time, which is now, they may use force against protesters. They may call army to disperse the protesters and use all the legal means to give light for all the legal measures against the protesters. But nevertheless, the protesters and opposition that came out of the parliament urged people not to stop the riot actions and not to stop acting against the current regime. They are calling on new negotiations, and the president agreed to meet the 3 opposition leaders tomorrow morning to discuss once again discuss the possible ways out of the current deadlock. But none of the sides believes in the positive outcome of these negotiations because till now they haven't reached any results. And as well, the parliament is blocked up till Thursday. It will be closed, will be not working. The parliament was the main place to decide the further actions of the oppositions and the ruling party, because they have to decide whether the previous constitution will be returned and whether the new prime minister will be appointed. So in the meantime, this question remains open, and we'll see if the interior ministry will use the force against protesters now, as the ministry promised recently.
Thank you very much, Alexandra Molotkova in Kiev for us.